Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. And so I'm going to be telling you about the naked man orchid today. It is the cutest little orchid you've ever seen. It looks like a little man, and he's standing sort of like Michelangelo's picture. What's that one called?
Oh, is it like Vitruvian Man?
Yes, thank you. And he's standing with his arms out, and he looks like he's got a big floral headdress, and it looks like he's not wearing any clothes.
No pants. He's Winnie the Poohing it.
That's right. So he's the cutest little orchid. And so I clicked through to see what's the story about this. And I got to wondering, what else is there? Because I've seen other flowers that look like a parrot or something. I was curious, what else is out there? There is a lot of other stuff out there that looks like things. But let's talk about the naked man orchid first. Mm. And then we'll jump to a few other fun, silly ones. The naked man orchid is known as Orchis Italis, or the Italian orchid. And it, like all other orchids, grows in those warm Mediterranean, Amazon-y climates. Not here, unless you really work hard. It's not in the Northern Hemisphere outside. This is where it gets fun to me, because the plants that are in the shape of body organs in ancient times were thought to assist and provide relief to problems with that particular organ. So the naked man orchid was thought to help men's virility and was also used as an aphrodisiac.
Oh, so people, like, in addition to maybe wearing it in your lapel, they were actually eating it?
Yeah, I don't know if they made it into a tea or just chomped some up, but yes.
Oh, no.
And it was known to have anti-flatulent properties. Okay, here's a fun word of the day. They were supposed to have demulcent properties, which means smoothing the skin.
Oh, wow. Who knew that a naked man orchid, yes, I am going to keep saying that name, could be so versatile?
I know. All of the old world did, because the root is actually full of nutrition, and it can be dried and made into a flower-like substance, kind of like arrowroot. And the powder is known as salep or salep. I'm not certain. In England, sometimes it's used as a coffee alternative. And the powder is also made into a drink known as the Turkish Delight. So because of this popular beverage and the desserts that have been made from it, the naked man orchid has a threatened status because great consumption. It's difficult to find. But now they're making, you know, they can grow them in captivity. What's that called for plants? They've tamed the naked man orchid. I feel like that's appropriate for this flower. So there was more to that one than I expected when I started looking for silly facts to go along with that one.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, like, we'll have to post a picture because they are cheekily adorable.
For sure.
Here, you know, I just thought it was another pretty face, and clearly there's more to it.
There is a flower that is another pretty face, and it's called Hooker's Lips.
This one, I don't know if we can include that in a brainstorm.
I just wanted to do that to you, and it really does look like Feed Me Seymour Lips. It's big, luscious red lips. You have to go to the rainforest of Central and South America for that one. It's a spicy Latin flower. And, oh, my favorite of the day, please Google Peter's Pepper.
Oh? Oh, you like right now? Okay. Yeah. Peter's Pepper.
You might have to include plant and naked man orchid or something. It's a chili pepper. It's actually one of the hottest peppers in the world. And it's often...
Oh, no.
Also on the cutting room floor, but too good not to mention.
That is very anatomical. I was like, I don't really... Oh, okay. That angle. Got it.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a circumcised pepper.
It is. Yes. Hmm. We could talk about the naked man orchid's cousin, the angel orchid. And that one is really super cute, too, because it looks all white and angelic. And those are found in southern India. Dancing Girl Impatience were another cute one. This is going to be one where you want to look up the show notes. And I promise to actually set myself a calendar alert and add show notes in a timely fashion. So you could go there right now. Those are from East Africa, and they're a small plant, only growing about a foot across total. And the blooms are little. They're about half an inch. And they look like a little dancing girl.
Aww.
Oh, look up the laughing bumblebee orchids, you guys. Those are sort of a ponderous, plump-looking, really cute little orchid. Also would die here very quickly.
Oh, it does look like a little bumblebee.
Like an alien bumblebee.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, like they came from space and they said, I know, we'll try to look like a bumblebee. And this was as close as you could get.
There is another flower called the happy alien. And it's this one's a mountain plant. Maybe we could have this one here. And it does look sort of like a kid drew a flower alien. It's terrific. And among other things I'll put on the website are swaddled babies and flying duck orchids and dove orchids, ballerina orchids, and white egret orchids. So there's a ton of them, and they really do look a lot like the thing that people have named them for.
Huh.
So that's my fun, weird, unexpectedly delightful flower. Oh, no, it's not all. Oh, I saved the best for last. Okay.
Okay.
If you haven't gone to the show notes yet, listeners, please go and look up the Snapdragon seed pod. So if you are not from a place where snapdragons run wild and free in the fields, pick one of the little flowers and you squish it and it looks like a little dragon opening its mouth to bite. And these are a thing from my childhood that were delightful. And you always get in trouble for picking them all. What I didn't know was when the petals fall off, the pod underneath looks like a skull and it is so excellent. So look at so good.
It is very good. When I first saw that, I think a couple of years ago, because we grow snapdragons and I had never looked at the seed thingies and then I did. And it is. It's like just a little row of skulls.
They're so cute. And do they last till Halloween? You could have Day of the Dead snapdragons.
Oh, now that I don't know.
Ancient cultures thought that the snapdragon possessed supernatural powers. They were thought to offer protection from deceit and curses and witchcraft. So plant those babies in your garden if you're worried about that. Let's hope they're not poisonous like arsenic. Don't eat snapdragons until you've read up on it a little, folks.
Brain Junk does not recommend eating any flower without more expert information.
As always, consult your doctor or real science before you eat something.
There you go.
I am now going to buy snapdragons or find them just so that I can enjoy the pods.
Okay. Yeah, it's a plan. Wow.
So that was an unexpected little trip. And I almost forgot that because it was down below the fold on another page. We almost didn't get to go there.
Well, now I'm torn because that was 10 minutes and
you can. There's a lot on the cutting room floor on that one, I'm sure.
Or I just keep the hooker lips in there and and then it winds up like pinball where I was like, it's so delightful. Do I make it a brainstorm or do I just leave it gigantic and enjoyable?
Or do you cut a radio edition?
Cut two editions. I did it. I am done.
Yeah, I'm so over Georgia. No more.
That was good. Do you have anything else you need to add?
The Peter's pepper. When I looked it up, I'm like, well, the hooker's lips name is horrifying, but this one takes the cake. Yeah, if you're over 18, feel free. Have a look.
Well, no, I mean, I don't, it's 13? Not, it's just a part of the body,
that's
you know?
Right.
It's not, maybe it's not safe for work.
That's true. We don't, your boss walks by and you're looking at that. It could lead to some discussion.
Hey, I like to grow vegetables. No judgment.
I need a really hot pepper.
Oh, is that what they're calling it nowadays?
And then there's that's what she said jokes and someone's fired.
Pick a bouquet of flowers and then ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk. We're also on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. And you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.